Welcome, my friends, to the show that doesn't seem to ever end. It's another edition of the Falls Cast, brought to you by the Falls Free Press in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, where today, Sunday, May 16th, it is bright, sunny, warm.
Beautiful.
Let's hope it stays that way.
Yes.
Yeah, I have yard work to do.
Yes, you do.
We're here with some of our favorite Falls casters, including the absolutely wonderful, thank you for being here, Suzanne Searle.
Oh, I didn't even know you were talking about me. I'm so embarrassed. Thank you, everybody.
The just as great and never know what to expect from him, Mike Searle.
Hello, everybody, and I still hate you, Alex, with a passion.
And the dynamic duo of Steven and Jennifer Mulay.
Hello.
Howdy doodly doo.
This episode, we do not have Alex, so he is recovering from a night rocking out.
He was up late partying or something.
Weak.
On this episode, we also do not have an interview.
Oh, man.
So if you were hoping to tune in for that this week, you just got us.
So I'm lucky. So no, they're lucky.
They are lucky. It's a blessing.
Yes.
Is it?
I don't know. Some weeks maybe more than others.
Is it?
And we continue to encourage our readers and listeners to shop local during the pandemic and beyond. So please keep your money local. Speaking of local, what businesses have you guys patronized this week?
Last night we did...
Ohio Brewing last night.
Ohio Brewing, while we watched Alex play in his band. But I don't think we did too much.
We went to some grocery stores.
Yeah, that doesn't count. Gotta eat. Eat or die.
I saw Bart at Acme.
I think we were...
I think I bought some gas locally.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, there was gas to buy.
Yes. Exactly. Yep.
I definitely didn't go many places other than Acme, like Mike mentioned.
Yes.
Which I did get some great peanut butter brownie ice cream at Acme that was from Pav's.
I saw that one. Is that like just a peanut butter brownie, or is it peanut butter?
It's peanut butter ice cream with a brownie.
Really? Okay, got that. I wasn't sure because I was debating on getting that, but I wasn't sure if it was like a peanut butter brownie or brownie and peanut butter.
It is confusing with the name.
Yeah, it could go either way, but I think I ended up going with a Cookie Monster and what was the other peanut butter one I got for Kaylee? Shit, I can't remember.
I don't remember. Some kind of chocolate peanut buttery thing.
Something, yeah. But the Cookie Monster was weird because it was cookie dough, but it's blue.
Oh.
Like Cookie Monster.
Well, Kendall had it, and she said it was good. She had a little bit of it.
I just wasn't prepared for it. I was like, oh, my God. It's like
Cookie Monster.
Yeah. And it's delicious, though.
Awesome.
We did go shopping at the Indian grocery store and got dinner at Singh Biryani this week. We did. I forgot about that. We did do that.
Still need to try that place out.
Amazing.
Oh, it's super good.
Yeah.
Super good.
Where is this grocery store?
It's right across from Acme on Nova and Bailey.
So is it right next to Singh Biryani?
It's right next to Singh Biryani. Okay. And that River City.
It literally says Indian Grocery in giant letters. That's all. That's the name of it.
Indian Grocery.
I can't read, Stephen. Jeez.
Oh. Sorry, Mike.
Oh, you mean by the donut store?
Yep.
Yes, where the donut shop. Yes.
And River City Grill.
And each week we ask for your article and interview ideas. And it's been going on so long that it's starting to feel like just maybe we are reliving the events of our lives backwards as parts of some strange plot in which we are experiencing inverted entropy as part of a temporal pincer movement. Screw you, Alex, for making me read this.
What is he saying?
Wow, entropy. That's pretty awesome.
Forever trying to prevent and or undo the events of the past / future. Backwards and yet forward, car chases have ensued, and somehow Kenneth Branagh is a Russian criminal mastermind. It's all very confusing, and Christopher Nolan would rather you didn't experience it on HBO Max. I do agree with that. Also, there are masks, and they don't make it difficult to understand what is being said. Oh, and they do make it. I was confused by that. Just like the last year or so. Go figure. You can help clarify the situation by sending in your article and interview ideas to falls3press@gmail.com or via our Facebook page at facebook.com/falls3press. When you
what
do...
What movie is he referring to on that?
Tenet. I'm guessing Tenet.
It's Tenet.
Okay. All right.
Well, we didn't see that yet.
Tenet? Yes, we did.
We did?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
I don't. I think she fell asleep halfway through because you know you have to.
Which one is it? Refresh my memories.
The movie Tenet.
Did they travel back in time?
Where they go back in time, back and forth, where where they're going.
Two different dimensions. One goes forward in time. One goes reverse in time.
Okay, I remember it now.
Yeah. It was very confusing.
You have to watch it a couple times. I watched it again a couple like last week. And
you picked up more.
It made a lot more sense the second time through.
I better watch it again.
And if you have a surround sound system, the bass in that thing is insane. It rattles your windows.
Also, please keep sending your feedback. Tell us what you think of the show by sending us comments to our email and our Facebook page, and by reviewing us on whatever podcast catcher you use, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Dogpile Podcasts, the tin cans that you've got tied between buildings.
Operator podcast. Or telephone.
And finally, we don't honestly know where things stand with masking, social distancing, etc.
And
so we don't have a message of safety to give to you this time.
Yeah. But maybe the best thing we can say is instead of encouraging masking and social distancing, is just get vaccinated.
There you go.
And if you're not vaccinated, wear your fucking mask.
Yes.
Over your nose and mouth.
Oh, there you go.
Am I allowed to say the F-bomb on the podcast?
Sure. Yes, I am perfectly fine with that.
Okay.
People ages 12 and up can get vaccinated, and it's one of the major reasons we can go out and enjoy live music and hang out in person, but we have to get vaccinated in order to be safe. And speaking of... The city of Cuyahoga Falls has partnered with Summit County Public Health for a pop-up vaccination clinic this Tuesday, May 18th, at the Downtown Pavilion. It'll be no appointment necessary, happening between 3 and 7.
I think that is so badass. I think that's amazing.
That's great.
I'm so proud of our city for taking public health so seriously and just making it accessible.
And you too could win $1 million or a scholarship.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Crazy, but I'm not turning down that $1 million.
I would not turn it down if I won, but it is the most insane thing.
I think so. I think DeWine is just desperate at this point, but, you know, hey, if I won
they've already said that it's garnered more free publicity than anything they could possibly ever thought
of.
That's true.
So it's
already worked.
Maybe it was just a PR
thing. Yeah, it's exactly what it is. It's
evil genius.
We got on the AP. We got on national news.
Yep, we did. And
Hey, I won't turn it down.
It's incentivizing.
There you go.
Yes. I mean, I think there's some states that are giving like $100 gift cards and stuff to do it too.
Somebody's giving away a beer and a shot, like a shot of alcohol, not a poke in the
arm. Drug Mart is giving away, is possibly winning like a laundry machine or a washing machine.
Ohio just went big or went home, you know?
Yeah.
They're like, hey, get it.
Who needs a $100 savings bond when you can win $1 million?
True.
I mean, but maybe your life is not worth it, so let's give you $1 million.
It's not a short thing.
No. You're right.
And I mean, already you could just take your vaccination card and go get a free donut.
Who's offering that, Duncan?
Krispy Kreme, yes.
Oh, yeah.
If we could bring it to like the marijuana dispensary, then we'd have it. Then that would be something.
There you go. Get a free. Somebody was doing a free joint.
And so you need to have a dispensary right next to the donut place.
Was it?
Yes.
Nice. Michigan or Colorado.
That would be a gold mine if you owned both. Then hell.
Hell
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think somebody was. They would get a joint or some kind of medical marijuana, or not medical, but recreational marijuana treat if they got a shot.
That would in Colorado. Dispensary / chiropractic. You call it the joint.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
So plans to demolish the Kaiser Swain house have been put on hold while the group Friends of Kaiser Swain Farmhouse inspect the building to see what can be saved from the deteriorating structure. The group hopes to restore the Kaiser Swain house to make it functional, suggesting a visitor center, rentable lodge, Airbnb for the Cauga Valley National Park tourists, or a photography location. Currently, though, the group's top priorities are looking at places for potential restoration, such as the building structure, a new roof, removal of asbestos, cleaning the vermin out, etc. Needless to say, though, the park board will still eventually make the final decision about the outcome of the building, so whatever they do, it could still get torn down. Which it should be, it seems, the way it was, the condition it's in.
It looks
wasn't
like
it,
yeah.
Condemned 20 or 30 years ago or something like
yeah.
that? And they've had this amount of time to do something with it, and nothing has happened, and now all of a sudden...
I don't know too much about it. Where is that? Is it near Kaiser Park? That
yeah,
the
it's,
house?
Yes.
Kaiser Barn, yeah. It's I think it's owned, yeah, it's owned by the Cuyahoga Valley National Park, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I think so.
I don't
so.
Know
it's,
much about it, but...
It's a swart structure, yeah.
That's collapsing.
You have the barn there, and then you have the dog park, and then the community garden, and it's like behind the community garden.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, you never really see it because nothing's happened since like 92 or
so it's been empty since 92 then.
All right. It might even been empty before that, but I think that's when the parks took it over. I mean, I remember reading the article about it, but I don't remember the exact dates and the time frame. But nothing has happened. They were trying to save it after was it the Kaiser family or the Swain family, which one? After they gave it to the parks and whatever, after the one lady had died, but nothing has happened since then. They condemned the building. And they're trying to get funds to save it, renovate it, do what they wanted to do, you know, to keep it a historical thing. And it's just been in limbo for decades. And now they're
You know when it was built? How old it is?
Ooh, it's one of the old ones. It's like 18. Oh. I don't know if it was 1830s or 1850s.
Oh, wow.
It's pre-Civil War.
No. Oh, yeah, that would be.
It's pre-Civil War for sure then. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember off the top of my head.
1877.
Well, that's
okay, post-Civil War.
That's post-Civil War. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's pretty darn close, you know.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, yes, it is a historic structure, and it's old.
But if it wasn't maintained or preserved and there were no funds for it, then come on.
And that's the thing. It's, you know.
Yeah.
People want to keep it around, but no one wants to put any money up to help do anything or volunteer the time or anything to renovate it.
Something lit a fire under somebody's butt, so I don't know what happened there. Who's the driving force behind the preservation?
Probably because they were threatening
somebody
to tear it down. And then they're like, wait a second, we want to keep it. But it's a little too late, probably.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, with distancing still in place and the Touch Your Truck programs unable to visit elementary schools, fire truck drive-by birthday parties have become the fire department's new way to promote fire safety and community interaction. With trying to minimize contact between firefighters in the stations between calls, trips to parties happen as long as the truck and crew are not needed for a call. With vaccines rolling out for more people, though, they're uncertain whether these parties will stick around much longer. But for now, this trend is still happening, and they're making plenty of kids happy just by coming by. Even
I want that for my birthday.
Do they actually stop, or they just roll by?
Could they roll by for like a 50th birthday party?
There you go.
Isn't that a fantastic idea? Wouldn't that be fun to have like a fire truck come down for your birthday, not just for kids?
And then, the ladies could suggest the men don't have shirts on too.
Oh boy!
Oh man!
We need the single firefighters fire truck.
Yes.
Only. The married ones go to the kid parties.
Yeah.
The single ones go to the ladies'
kid. And of course, half dressed. Of course.
Maybe they'll keep that. Maybe this will be a something that's left over from the pandemic. For you know, special occasions or little kids who are super psyched about being a firefighter.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of cool even as adults to see, you know, as long as you know there's not a major fire going on and that's sad. But to see them going down, I mean, the trucks are, like, pretty impressive and make a lot of noise and, yeah, that'd be fun.
They're shiny.
They are. Is it time?
Sorry, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Bart's Arts, Bart's Arts, Bart's Arts, Bart's Arts.
Bart's Arts.
Yay, Steven.
That was definitely missing from last week.
That's why everybody in turns a good way. In, right? Hear the song, listen to the Bart's Arts.
So, the city of Cuyahoga Falls has been approved for a $50,000 Our Town grant from the National Endowment for the Arts to support River in the City. This award is one of 63 nationwide grants in this category that support projects that integrate arts, culture, and design activities in an effort to strengthen communities. The project, River in the City, highlights our Native American heritage and is inspired by the city's public art plan.
Very cool.
And that's funding that comes directly from the city?
That is a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts.
Oh, NEA. Yeah, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. To our city.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's pretty awesome.
So that big public art plan that they created years ago is now, you know, it's already been being used for the last couple of years, but this
but now
is
it's being funded.
Push.
It's being funded, and they can afford to do other projects that have been laid out. And
specifically
that's
this
awesome.
Big one.
Yeah. Who's in charge of, like, creating that or distributing that? Do you know?
There's a committee.
Okay.
Is there any place to view the master plan online to see what they're planning on
it's
doing?
It's on the city's website, actually.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, check it out.
And I'm not sure if what's up there is, like, the full written-out plan or it's a, like, PowerPoint-type presentation of the plan, but I know there's something up there.
Yeah, I'll poke around after the call. I got lost in city code a week or two ago. I just saw a post on Talk of the Town, and they were talking about sidewalk repair, and somebody was complaining about being responsible for it, or who is responsible for it, and I was digging in the city code, and it was very challenging to find out who's responsible for what portion of sidewalk repair for what reasons. I haven't located it yet.
I thought it was like 50-50.
That's what I always heard was 50-50.
I didn't find it written anywhere yet.
Government code is complicated?
Dude.
Weird.
What? It's hard. Yeah, why can't they just make that shit like government for dummies?
Well, years ago, they came by and marked a bunch of our sidewalks to get be replaced, and they did. They came out and jackhammered them out and removed them, and they poured some new blocks. All the ones they deemed to have were too cracked or were too bumpy that people could trip over when we first moved into our house, and then it was 50-50. And if you couldn't afford paying it, you know, they'd give you make a payment plan, or they would just tack it onto your taxes into your house over like 20 years or whatever. I think we paid it off right away. It wasn't.
I'm pretty sure it was 50-50 for materials only, not for labor.
But the labor they supplied for free.
Yeah, the labor is free.
Labor supplied for free, but it was 50-50 for materials. Yeah.
And with our apron in our driveway, they did that too.
The apron in our driveway went bad one year too, and then the pipe rotted out. And because of that, you buy the pipe, the city installs it for free, puts a new apron in.
Yeah.
I don't know whether they still do that or not.
That was awesome. They made our apron so much
bigger.
They made
it like
bigger.
Twice the size it was. It was amazing.
Yep. It was just like $150.
This coming Saturday, May 22nd, Tiki Underground is presenting the Two Tiki Flea, featuring live tiki carving, all-day music from bands like the Kahuna Kinks, Seafoam Tsunami, and the Eerie Invaders, art from vendors local and afar, and more, plus food and drinks. It's a family event. Masks are required if you're inside, obviously, because you're close to people. Outside, masks aren't required, but they're very encouraged.
What time does that start?
It is happening from noon to 6.
Two Tiki Flea. That's fun to say.
It is.
Two Tiki Fleet.
That's a Tiki Underground's in Hudson, right?
Yes.
Well, we're going to be in Hudson next week, so.
And one last piece of art. Like Alex mentioned last week, the Jenx Building is hosting a song share event on Thursdays from 7:30 to 9:30. The series features anybody who wants to get up with an original song, poem, or short story. So definitely something to check out Thursday nights.
They got a cool space to do that too,
they
upstairs.
Do. And it looks like, I noticed on their Facebook page, they've got some more spaces opening up soon.
Oh, yeah?
And it looks like another one of the rooms, one of the artists that's been working on it, it should be open here within the next couple weeks.
I'm going to have to go check that out then. Yeah, they just let us kind of go upstairs and wander there. I mean, it's a cool place. I mean, it's a whole, the whole thing is cool. I like the trust books and
walk. They're like, go walk through the whole entire building. There's a basement down there. Go upstairs, go in the back room, wherever you want to go. Just go.
Yeah, they're just very friendly.
Pretty cool.
There. Mm-hmm.
So that's another edition of the Falls Cast.
Oh, that was a good one, too. We did good.
This is like a river rock from the Cuyahoga River that was we got at an art show. Stop it. All right, that's enough. Oh, my God.
The Titanic in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I guess we should say goodbye then.
We want to gratefully thank our listeners for joining us this week.
Yes, we're thinking. We're going down now. Goodbye.
Play your violin.
Make room for me on a lifeboat.
Remember that we do want to hear your ideas for potential interviewees. And you can shout them out to us at fallsfreepress@gmail.com. And, of course, we're always in the market for article submissions also. Plus, be sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts if you enjoyed what you heard. But for now, we'll say goodbye and hope you join us next week where we will have not hit an iceberg multiple times throughout the day.
This water's cold. Let me on the goddamn door. I can feel.
Oh, blow your whistle.
No, I will always miss you. Something I would
king
do.
King of the world. King of the world, and I'm dead.
Mike's like, I can get on the door.
No,
you can't. Sorry, you can't. It won't fit. Sorry.
Gotta save room for that fireman over there.
He can bring the heat.
That's right. He can bring the heat.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Later.
Bye. Bye.
Fallscast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress or @falls_free on Twitter or Instagram. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Alex Hall. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cuyahoga Falls friends and family so that they can listen as well.